This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the final bit of Enterprise Biz Bikes. Frieda Liu here together with Richard Bradbury. Question to you today is, where do you get most of your information about current affairs and the pandemic? There is a poll happening on Instagram and also on Twitter. That's at BFM Radio. Let us know via WhatsApp as well, 018-789-8899. We'll get to those messages and the poll results after this. But in the meantime, a story about drones. The police will use drones to monitor standard operating procedures compliance and residential areas during Eid al-Fitri throughout the MCO duration.
Yeah, Bukit Aman Internal Security and Public Order Department, SAC Operations, SAC MV Sri Kumar, has said the drones will ensure SOP violations are detected. Here's a quote from him. Its use, however, will be subject to the request of district police chiefs in the state, adding that for high-rise residential areas, police will check the visitors' logs at the premises. At the same time, the public is advised to report any SOP violations during Eid al-Fitri festivities that happen in their residential areas to the police. When asked about the roadblocks at district and state borders, Sri Kumar said that there are no exemptions as checks will be conducted there. He said that the police would instruct those without completed documents to cross state or district to turn back, while any SOP violation will be issued compounds. He explained that the actions taken by the police were not meant to pressure the public, but to enforce existing rules and regulations.
Now, the use of drones is not new. The same technique was used last year in parts of Selangor to check whether people were complying with SOPs. Areas were flown over, and if more than average vehicles were in the area, the police would then follow up with house-to-house visits to ensure compliance.
Yeah. I never thought I'd hear this, and I must have missed this news last year. But what an interesting use of technology, and you know, literally the spy in the sky kind of thing.
Right.
And it's not, you know, it's a little bit worrying, but also kind of reassuring that rather than they're actually doing something, you know, constructive with these drones, and we're hearing about how they're being used for, you know, checking on crops and power lines and all kinds of stuff. And it's nice to know that they're being used for something else, as odd as the situation may be.
Right. And I guess, you know, I guess we all have to behave, you know, because as much as possible, even though we want to celebrate and all that, but, you know, we just got a bit of time until everything is back to normal again. That's
yeah.
what I said last year.
Right. And I do know that they were using these drones I think it was in Dubai and places like that, where they were warning people for breaking SOPs over in Dubai. And, you know, they've got speakers built into them and all kinds of stuff.
There you go. Another use for drones.
There you go.
What are the final poll results, Rich?
Sadly, we did not manage to reach 89.9, but we got to 89.7. So we're kind of halfway there. It's that kind of slightly distorted radio station that you might hear as you're tuning up to 89.9. And 89.7 for news and social media. 3.1% for work, WhatsApp groups and government press conferences, which is surprising. And 4% at other. No new messages on Instagram.
All right. Okay. And there's one here from Nini. He says, there's only one life, one pair of eyes and ears, only from BFM as of now, you know, and says on Facebook. So thanks for participating again. And of course, the Breakfast Grill is happening after the news at 1. And we are talking about jewellery with Habib. On behalf of Richard Bradbury, myself, Frieda Liu, and the rest of the Enterprise team, we'd just like to get everyone to stay safe and also to wish everyone Selamat Hari Raya Eid al-Fitri. Thanks for joining us. Enterprise Biz Bikes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.